So as of right now, all the facilities under your supervision are still open, correct?
Basically, yes.
What does that mean, basically?
Well, because any of our child care centers that were on school property are not open because they closed with the schools.
But those that are not on school property still open?
Correct.
Okay. What guidance have you and your team been getting from the state about how you should operate at this time?
Well, the same, I think the same guidance everybody has gotten about the what you do and what you don't do. You know, if you go to the state website or the CDC, they tell you by category, you know, what a child care center should do and not do. And that's what we've been following. You know, when the schools closed, it presented an additional challenge, you know, for staff to be able to come to work for those child care centers. But we're managing it.
In the governor's address on Sunday that asked all public schools to close, he said that the state might also make provisions to relax licensing guidelines for child care centers so they can take in more children. Is this something your team has been able to do?
Well, it is something that we are looking at each day. Each day presents a different challenge that needs our attention, whether it's a shortage of staff or you know, children that may need more care. What we're trying to do is stay open as long as we possibly can to help people stay in the workforce. And to, if we can have enough capacity, and based on the relaxed rules, if we can help other employers who are facing those same challenges by providing child care for some of their staff that are not ordinarily children that we would care for. But it is wholly dependent on our capacity to be able to do that.
What kinds of concerns are you hearing from staff?
I think the primary concern is whatever their own needs might be on whether they have to be home for their children that are out of school. Staff is concerned that they, like anybody would be, they want to make sure that they're as safe as possible, as do we. You know, a lot of the things that schools can't do, we can do. For instance, it's easier for us to make sure a sick child doesn't come to school than it is for a public school. Our children, you know, we serve children 0 to 5. They don't eat unless their hands have been washed. You're not going to see elementary school teacher or high school teachers following kids to lunch, making sure they wash their hands.
How would you characterize your communications with or your relationship with the state in dealing with this crisis?
Because of some of the work, New Hampshire has been undergoing a lot of work around whole family approach to families that have challenges and are receiving services from agencies like mine and others and from the state. And, you know, I'm just pleased that a lot of that work has made for very easy phone calls, connections, support, because we've gotten to know each other over the last year and a half or so. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about it right now, and I thought I would share it. Like, it's an easy call to public health because we know them and we've worked together. It's an easy call to DHHS to get answers about, you know, what we might do or couldn't do or what are they doing. And, you know, New Hampshire is a small state. And even in a small state, you don't always have those partnerships and relationships. And, you know, when you've been working on an issue for a while and then to see that all of a sudden you find yourself in a, you know, a crisis situation and the doors are open easier because it's not cold calls to people you've not met before. And, you know, for what it's worth, I just think that that's a nice thing for people to know.
Donna Lee, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.